Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl, Laura Bennett, back with another dose of real talk on depression diet. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Building resilience against emotional pain. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball and you just want to curl up under the covers and pretend it doesn't exist? Well, guess what? We've all been there. But today, I'm here to share some seriously awesome tools to help you bounce back stronger than ever. Because let's be honest, resilience isn't about being a superhero who never feels pain. It's about learning to navigate those rough patches with grace and emerge even more empowered on the other side. So strap in, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready to level up your emotional game because this is going to be good. Here are 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your resilience. Number 1. Embrace vulnerability. I know, it sounds scary, but hear me out. True strength doesn't come from hiding our feelings or pretending everything's perfect. It comes from allowing ourselves to feel the full spectrum of emotions, even the uncomfortable ones. Think of vulnerability like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. So next time you're feeling overwhelmed or scared, don't bottle it up. Let those tears flow, journal your thoughts, or talk to someone you trust. It's in those moments of raw honesty that we truly connect with ourselves and others. Number 2. Practice self-compassion. This is a game changer, folks. We all make mistakes of bad days and stumble along the way. But instead of beating ourselves up over it, how about treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a dear friend? Imagine you dropped your favorite mug and shattered it into pieces. Would you yell at yourself for being clumsy? Or would you say, hey, that sucks, but I can get a new one? Treat yourself with that same level of care and gentleness. Number 3. Cultivate gratitude. It sounds simple, but focusing on the good things in your life can work wonders for your mental well-being. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the little things: a sunny morning, a delicious cup of coffee, the laughter of loved ones. You'd be surprised how much this shift in perspective can boost your mood and resilience. Number 4. Find your tribe. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, inspire you, and celebrate your wins and, yes, even your stumbles. A strong support system is like having a safety net when life gets tough. So invest in those meaningful connections and don't be afraid to reach out when you need a helping hand. Number 5. Keep moving. Exercise isn't just about sculpting a killer physique. It's a powerful tool for managing stress, boosting your mood, and increasing resilience. Even a simple walk in nature can make a world of difference. Find activities you genuinely enjoy, whether it's dancing like nobody is watching, hiking through the woods, or taking that online yoga class, and get those endorphins flowing. Okay, here's a real-world example to illustrate all this. Imagine your best friend just went through a tough breakup. You know they're hurting, but you also know their strength and resilience. Instead of saying things like, I told you so, or just get over it, you offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, and remind them of all the amazing qualities that make them so special. You encourage them to lean into self-care, maybe suggest a spa day or a night in with their favorite movies. And most importantly, you let them know they are not alone and that you'll be there for them every step of the way. See? Building resilience isn't about magically avoiding pain. It's about navigating those tough times with grace, compassion, and support. So remember, darlings, life is a roller coaster with its ups, downs, and everything in between. But with these tools in your arsenal, you can not only survive the bumps but thrive through them. You are capable of amazing things, even when it feels impossible. Embrace vulnerability, practice self-compassion, cultivate gratitude, surround yourself with love, and keep moving forward. Remember, you've got this. Now go out there and make today a masterpiece. Don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode. What resonated with you the most? What are some other ways you build resilience? Let's connect in the comments below or over on Instagram. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful souls.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.